Will she change life as we know it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There is an obsession with Supreme Court nominees, which shows very little confidence in the American system of government, a system that's supposed to protect us from the excesses of individuals through checks and balances, frequent elections, and ultimately impeachment. In Sonia Sotomayor's case, it started with her wise Latina comment and then moved into the way that she rolled the R in Sotomayor, and one op-editor in the Wall Street Journal even pointed to her pathetic net worth of $780,000 with not a single stock or bond in her portfolio and implied that she must be anti-capitalist. One of these days, oh, I can just see it now, a nominee would look at the senators and say, "Where do you guys get off judging me? Excuse me for ignoring your precious little red light, but I got where I am based on merit, whereas you got where you were by spending hours and hours begging rich people to send you money under the pretense that, oh, no, they won't be getting anything in return, no empathy of any kind, and then you spend that money in 30-second ads, which half the time say nothing about you, but just slam your opponent. That's ultimately how you got where you are, and for anybody to imply that a Supreme Court nominee shouldn't draw from her own experience as a minority or a female in a country where we fought a civil war, in a world full of nationalism and ethnic tension, is about as absurd a thing as I've ever heard from a supposedly educated group of adults, even if your net worth is higher than mine." But my guess is that's the one soundbite I'll never get to play. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.